Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven say, Behold, God's home is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and he will be God with them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, nor mourning, nor wailing, nor will there be any toil any more, for the former things will have passed away. And he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I am making everything afresh. And he said to me, Write it down, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, I have become the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who is thirsty drink from the source of the water of life, freely. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be God to him, and he will be a son to me. But the fearful and unbelieving, and sinners, and the abominated, and murderers, and fornicators, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, have their part in the lake burning with fire and sulphur, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven vials, full of the seven last plagues, came and spoke with me and said, Come, I will show you the wife, the bride of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Its brilliance was like a most precious gemstone, like a jasper gem, as clear as crystal, having a great and high wall, having 12 gates, and on the gates 12 angels, with names inscribed, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, and on the north, 3 gates, and on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates, with the wall of the city having 12 foundations, and on them are the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who spoke with me had a golden measuring reed for him to measure the city and its gates and its wall. And the city was laid out square, and the length of it is as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed as 12,012 stadies. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured its wall as 144 cubits, by the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. And the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like pure glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious gemstone. The first foundation was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third was chalcedony, the fourth was emerald, the fifth was sardonyx, the sixth was carnelian, the seventh was chrysolite, the eighth was beryl, the ninth was topaz, the tenth was chrysoprase, the 11th was jacinth, the 12th was amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates individually was from one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no sanctuary in it, for the Lord God Almighty is its sanctuary, as is the Lamb. And the city did not need the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk through its light, and the kings of the earth will bring into it, to him, the glory and honour of the nations. And its gates will not be closed at all by day, for there will be no night there, and they will bring the glory and honour of the nations to it. And nothing profane, or anyone committing an abomination, or lie, will enter into it at all, but rather those written in the book of life of the Lamb.